term for you, Trump sanity. Some people might need to take a Trump Xanax. Or a Trump Valium. Folks, the second coming of Napoleon Bonaparte apparently is here. It is a madhouse out there. Hey, greetings. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Back in our new old time, asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
And then rendering the very familiar results.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. It's easy to do. Call 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things me, online at mikechurch.com. I've got a brand new pile of prep up there. Still working on it, but there are a couple of items in it. And a brand new Veritas, don't have the Veritas, it's Appianti up there, but we have three, actually, previously from this week. Those are all there on the site. We've got new transcripts from the program posted up there for you. Go check that out. That's all on my site at mikechurch.com. Company site's over at veritasradionetwork.com, veritasradionetwork.com. And if you blouse over there and then mouse over the show tab at the top of any page, you'll see my show tab. Click that puppy, and that will take you to the new Mike Church Show section on the Veritas site. It's going to have the YouTube video. Well, it has it on there, it just hasn't been activated. It has the collection of the last 20 shows, and then it has the last 60 shows. There's much more coming, including a Rumble chat room so that listeners can go and hang out in the same room while the program is on. And I could even go and check in and eavesdrop. That's all on the news site at veritasradionetwork.com. We'll probably launch some of this today, which goes a long way towards getting us behind that paywall that we've been talking about, where this show will only be available to Founders Pass members, which you can sign up to become one at V-E-R-I-T-A-S, VeritasRadioNetwork.com today. There's a dearth out there of news today. There was a dearth out there of news yesterday. And there has been a dearth out there of news since Thursday last. You know, it was the most entertaining. Well, I shouldn't say entertaining. I had to suffer through it. It was the most unique thing that I've seen on television in the last, let's see, today is Thursday, so all week this week. The Children's Defense Fund had their annual whine into their $50 per glass. Glasses of Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon wine festival, where they decry the state of the poor children in America, which, by the way, they helped to bring about, because the CDF, the Children's Defense Fund, has always been linked to Planned Parenthood. It's all, they're all linked together. The cult of death has a web. And the web is still there. I think it's what I'm going to talk about here today on the opening monologue here. That the cult of death hasn't gone anywhere. And with all these protests that you're seeing out there, and they're scared. Can you believe this? This is like day 8 now. And they won't go away. And it's like, hey, go home. Reminds me of Ted Knight in the movie Caddyshack. Don't you people have homes? Well, apparently, no, they don't have homes. And if they do have homes, they don't want to go to them. And we're going to talk a little bit about this here today. And the reason they don't want to go home is because you haven't got the message, America. You, Mr. and Mrs. Bigot America, we're not going to tolerate you. You're not going to run our country, buddy. This is our land. It's like, man, this land is like our land. This land's like my land, you know, man. It's like our land all the way, you know, from the ganja land, you know, man. And it really is a development that should be, I think, soberly looked at, because if there's one thing that these punks aren't, it's sober. And yet, and we seem to lose sight of this sometimes, and yet, someday, those protesters, you know what, they're not pro. I saw a guy yesterday say, you know what, you don't have the First Amendment right to protest and shut down Interstate 85 so that my delivery is late and I don't get paid and my children don't eat. Got it, buddy? Keep waiting for Clint Eastwood to show up at one of these things and go ahead, punk. You feeling lucky, punk? Go ahead. Make my day. Maybe there will be an appearance by a Clint Eastwood type, so they don't stop. But anyways, at the Children's Defense Fund annual award dinner, I don't know what they give awards for because they haven't defended any children. And by their own account, if you would have watched it on C-SPAN, it said, the number of children in poverty has gone up. Wait a minute. I thought Obama fixed all this. You had your president in there. You had your Congress in 2006, 2008, for two terms. And you had the Senate all the way up to 2012. Why didn't you guys fix it? Because, folks, and the dirty little secret is when we're talking about the giant circle and the little tiny circle in the middle, if you haven't heard the, you know, for those of you that are coming over, and by the way, welcome to all of you who have fled the inanity of the SiriusXM Patriot Channel, alleged morning show of Eddie and the Breitbart Breakfast Flakes. Welcome back. You're home now. Buckle in. Get comfy. And we've got a lot to talk about, and I'd love to talk to you. 844-527-8723. Minute Church, why are you getting so bold and brash? Because I want to welcome people back, and I want them to know that the show is as good as a, or as bad as a, note, I cover both, as good or as bad as they always remembered it to be, but now it's just liberated. And if I want to play the Catholic air raid siren and do doctrine for half an hour, by gum, I'll do it. And we'll have a good time doing it. Now back to the Children's Defense Fund. So they had their big awards, hoop-de-doo. I guess they award people who have crafted new ways to make new single moms. You remember my song, The Hillary's You're So Vain? There's a line in the song that I wrote, and that song came out in 2008 and is available as part of the anthology collection from the Mike Church Show Band. There's a line in the song that goes, because we knew that you'd be friends to the commies, make more welfare mommies. I always thought that was one of the best parody songs, satire lines I ever put down on paper. But it's true. Their goal is to make more welfare mommies. Why? Because welfare mommies need an advocate in the hallowed halls of Congress. Gee, I wonder who that might be. Wait a minute. I just figured it out. It's the Children's Defense Fund. Who knew? It's one of them. Anyways, Miriam Wright Edelman is still the El Presidente, the CDF, or the leader of some sort. And she was, well, there it is right there. It's on Fox News right now as I watch it. By the way, there's something else I got to talk about here today. In listening back to the last 3 days worth of broadcast, here, you want to hear Hillary? Here she goes.
Times this past week when all I wanted to do was just to curl up with a good book or our dogs and never leave the house again.
Blah, 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 up. She was there with Mrs. Marion White, Red Edelman, introduced Mrs. Clinton. I watched the speech. It only lasted maybe 10 minutes long, Hillary's remarks. Folks, you would not recognize her. I'm telling you, if you turned the television on and you saw who showed up at the Children's Defense Fund Award dinner, I don't know what night it was. Maybe it was last night. Maybe it was Tuesday. I don't know. She said one a week ago in her remarks, so I really don't know. Anyways, if you turned it on, she may look familiar to you, but she would not look like the Botox-cheeked Hillary that you saw last Wednesday morning, or last Wednesday noon, conceding to Trumpzilla. And I think that one of the things that we're going to find out over the course of the next couple of months or so here is that there was an awful lot of truth to the, I don't think there were rumors, to the medical theories. The many doctors who had watched the campaign and watched Mrs. Clinton for years, there is truth to their prognoses that something not right about Mrs. Clinton and her health. And I think you saw that if you watched this Children's Defense Fund speech. Because when I had to do a double take, and I went, I guess when you're in a room full of angry, ugly women, as the Children's Defense Fund people, proponents and members and boosters are, when you're in a room full of angry, ugly women, there is no premium on showing up all dolled up. In other words, Hillary doesn't have to put on the "I'm Mrs. America. I'm just like any other woman that you don't want to be around." Shouldn't have to put it on anymore. Well, what was striking about the speech was, and this is what I want, one of the things that I just wanted to relay to you about the cult of death. They're not going anywhere. Mrs. Clinton basically vowed to dig her and all the other angry, ugly women's feet in the room in and fight for every dollar, fight for everything that's ours, fight for what's right for these kids. Meaning, if you think you're going to go to work tomorrow, Mr. and Mrs. Trump, voter America, and you're going to be relieved of your duty and your responsibility to fund all of these vainglorious programs that were created and assisted in creation by me and my husband, President Clinton, you got another thing coming. You got a Judas Priest song, brother. You got another thing coming. They're not backing off an inch. Folks, I used to talk about this. I can't remember what I remember what it was. I remember what it was. You remember when the videos first came out from David DeLaden from the Center for Media Medical Progress, where DeLaden and his team of investigative reporters had gone undercover into the clinics of Planned Parenthood, and what they discovered was just unthinkable. People still don't believe that they saw some of the things that they saw, so much to the point I think some people have just like written it out of just blocked it out of their mind. I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't see that. Little tiny ripped apart bodies. It's indescribable. And I remember talking about this, saying that they're actually going to survive this. No, they've actually turned it upside down. They've now turned the spotlight on the people that revealed the ghastly, Nazi-like, diabolical, murderous activities going on inside Planned Parenthood abortuariums. But there they are. They're still there. And if you were to listen to Mrs. Clinton yesterday, we're not going to give up. They're not going to give up. The cult of death is here to stay until it's not here to stay. And the only way it's not going to be here to stay is because you and I tell it, you got to go. You got to go. You're worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir. Is that so? Well, who made you pulpit is dumb? You've worn out your welcome in Mordor, ma'am. 844-527-8723. Now, there's another part to this, and that is it is being animated and carried on by a bunch of people that could be, that the case could be made, are actually clinically or mentally not stable. These people are nuts. They're wackos. And they do require our prayers and our Christian goodwill towards them that they will stop and come to their senses and become productive, or not that they ever were, will at least attempt to become productive members of society, because that's what the big FU is today. You're not going to make me shave, buddy. You're not going to make me, like, you know, go out and look for a job. I'm not giving up on my Obamacare insurance. So I want to talk about this, and let's start with this. And by the way, I'm sure if you go to C-SPAN, if you want to watch it, if you want to suffer through it, you can, by watching the Children's Defense Fund annual awards dinner. If you scroll to about the end of the broadcast, that's where you'll see, so you don't have to suffer through all the angry, ugly women that went before. You'll see Mrs. Clinton's speech. By the way, did you see that the House leadership roles were filled yesterday? And did you note that Nancy Pelosi is still going to be in charge of the Democrat caucus? Now, Nancy Pelosi looks like she could be, like she's being made up for a mildly attractive member of one of the zombie herd in the television series The Walking Dead. I'm serious. If you haven't seen her lately, go, you know what, you shouldn't check these things. Look, take my word for it. She's in line to get a Bowie knife right through the forehead by Rick or by Daryl from the next episode of The Walking Dead. There's this guy that writes, and he's a psychiatrist. His name is Scott Alexander. Well, that's his pseudonym, anyways. Oh, wait a minute. One more part of the news digest. Did you know that not only are there sanctuary cities for illegal immigrants, but that Boston, Massachusetts wishes to become the first sanctuary abortion city? Might come as a surprise to the largely Irish and Italian Catholic city of Boston. That's right, you're going to be home, according to your mayor, to an abortion sanctuary city, where if women want to come and kill their soon-to-be-born children, they're welcomed.